Hoffman's Pit.
Hoffman's Pit.
Yeah.
Now, how the dickens does that work? Because Mr. Higginson at Bradford Estate doesn't even know that.
Well,
how did it work?
It's oval in shape.
Yeah.
But there is a centre.
Yeah.
A brickwork which keeps it up there. You know.
Yeah.
And on each side, there's archways. I think there's about five each side,
mm-hmm.
and one in each end.
Mm-hmm.
And by the side of the small archway, there's a smaller one, which was draft, for the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Well, inside it was quite a hollow, but it was known as chambers.
Mm-hmm.
On the top, there were little feed holes. They'd be about 5 or 5 inches square. In rows of about 6,
mm-hmm.
do you reckon, remember? And that was where the patent, cobbles, coal,
mm-hmm.
they were washed cobbles,
mm-hmm.
a certain size of a bonnet.
And they were put in from the top?
Put in from the top,
uh-huh.
yes. But those holes were also used. They used to put rods straight down,
yeah.
so when the men put the stone in the bottom.
How did you put it in the bottom?
Well, they used to build it in a dry wall.
Inside?
Yes. But these rods, they've got to leave about 6 inches square.
Yeah.
Around each rod.
Yeah.
So when they put the coal down,
yeah.
in the top, it went to the bottom.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Yes. Sit down.
So you had cores of coal or coke or whatever it was?
The small cobbles of coal. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And amongst all the limestone?
Yes, it went down amongst the limestone,
right,
you
see.
Because they were built up like a dry wall.
Dry wall, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And where those arches were,
yeah.
there was just a sufficient room
yeah.
to push a little quarry wagon in with a stone on.
Yeah, yeah.
And each side of that, was what they call a chamber.
Yeah.
But when that chamber, between the two arches,
yeah.
when it was filled up with stone,
yeah.
Yeah, there was steel sheets which were put against the stone
yeah.
and kept the fire back.
I see.
And as that was completed,
yeah.
the fire would move into the next one. And as it went around.
Was the coal joined up then?
Yes, it continued. The fire never went out. It worked around.
Oh, I see. And the partition
yes.
off, did they?
Yes, with these steel sheets.
And when one part had burnt and the slime...
No. When one part was complete with stone,
yeah.
you see,
yeah.
they'd move the sheets into the next one.
Yeah.
And they'd keep the fire back.
I see.
And then the burner on the top,
yeah.
he know then he could take his fire another one forward.
Well, how did the burner, what did the burner do to the kiln? What did the burner do? He operated from the top of the kiln?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And how did he light the various compartments then?
Well, it kept on. The stone would be blood red
yeah.
before they started to put the coal down because heat was so intense.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Yeah.
And they wheeled limestone in trucks into the compartment?
No, the trucks just came straight from the quarry.
Yeah.
Down the incline.
Yeah.
And then outside each archway,
yeah.
there was a little turntable.
Yeah.
You run the wagon on the turntable,
yeah.
turn it, and just push it in.
Just push the stone in?
Push the truck and in the side.
Into the side of the kiln, yeah.
Yes, and then they'd build it all up.
Oh, there'd be people working inside?
Oh, yes, there'd be packers, used to call them. There'd be about five.
I see. There'd be five packers.
About five packers, yes.
yeah. Mm. And these packers would build a dry stone wall,
yes.
leaving enough room to put...
From these steel rods,
yeah.
They were guide rods, you know.
Yeah. yeah.
You've got to leave a square about 6 inches.
Yeah. Now, where they were working, probably was cool, was it?
Yes, would be cool, yes.
Cool. Now then, after they'd made the dry stone wall, what happened then? How did the fire fire the coal or the make the lime?
Well, when they finished that chamber,
yeah.
they removed those shields, if you like to
yeah.
say.
Keep them cool, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then to the next one.
Yeah.
Well, then the fire itself would be two chambers back again.
Further on, yeah.
And but deep from there,
yeah.
You see, would come and
they would creep.
Yeah, creep along.
I see. And so they were constantly moving round the chamber.
Yes, and after the fire had gone around for so long, perhaps there may be three chambers.
Yeah.
That would be lime.
Yeah.
And the lime drawers.
Yeah.
Be loading the lime out of there.
Yeah.
You see. And taking it and putting it in railway wagons.
I see.
And after the lime drawers, there'd be perhaps a couple of chaps, they'd cleaning up.
Yeah.
And then tinkers.
And then they'd start all over
then
again.
Then they keep going around.
They'd start all over again.
Yeah.
And how many chambers did you say there were? 10, did you say? 10 all the way around? 5 each side?
I think there were 5 each side, if I remember right, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a solid floor, was it, at the bottom?
Well, there was fire clay, but
but
it wasn't leveled, you know.
It was all up.
Up, you know.
Up and down.
Yes.
What is a better way of making lime then than the old type of kiln that we've seen? Pan.
Oh yes. It was all open kiln.
Yes. Did it make more lime? Did it?
Oh yes.
Yeah. And what was the lime used?